Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Brady under center. Fires down the middle. He throws a long ball. Right. Throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Touchdown, 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 Patriots.
Tom Brady plays on one station in Boston. 98.5, the Sports Zone. To experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Does it feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game, that the stakes are that?
I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than
normal? Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich Burt Breer from MMQB in studio. I have to take this phone call, though. 617-779-0985. Zach, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, man? I was going to say, when I put on my Kiss hat, just like Kanye, I feel like Paul Stanley!
Right. That's true. If you put on your Kiss hat, it transfers you to an alternate universe.
Just magically. I'm glad he called to tell us that.
He did.
Hello!
Okay.
Hey!
Ironically, I was about to play your theme, but this came up.
I'm a nice man! Guilty ass charge! You know what? When I put on a man's jock strap on my face!
I know you do. Thank you very much.
I feel like the first time.
All right, is this pink eye Paul Stanley? Because you're not looking so good over there in the left one.
Can I get some ointment from someone?
Okay, sorry. I mean, just...
I've been messing around with some daddy undies.
You always keep showing up with pink eye. You got to realize you can't go face first in the hamper.
Well, what do you want me to do, dip a toe in it?
No, just don't go in the hamper. It's horribly unsanitary.
Oh, yeah, all right. Why don't you not spend time with your kids?
That makes no sense at all.
The used athletic gear are like my children.
Oh, all right.
Like the jocks. I nurture them.
I see.
You nurture them.
I rock them to sleep.
Okay, well, that's horribly disturbing.
I whisper, good night, jockstrap. Good night, dirty.
Now,
exercise sucks.
No. Are you backed up and constipated, Paul Stanley, right now?
No, only one person I know is that unfortunate.
He's one of the co-hosts of this show.
Yeah, his name is Fred, and ain't so long till he'll be dead.
Okay, well, apparently.
Because he can't poop.
Yeah, he's having a hard time.
Problem.
It's Monday, right, Pink Eye Paul Stanley?
Yeah!
Can you give him any... I shouldn't even go down this road. Can you give him any advice? I shouldn't have even
asked that. That could go wrong in about 8 different ways.
I got 2 words for you. With an and in between.
Okay.
What? And wild. All right. Let's play nurse.
That was dangerous right there.
I don't think I want to. Thank you, Paul Stanley. We appreciate that.
I'm in a urinal.
Yes, you are. You're right.
That's cutting me off.
All right. How you doing, Burt Breer?
I'm doing good.
Hey! Thanks for joining us.
All right, so here's the deal. There is a debate going on who is the better tight end, Kelce or or Gronkowski. Where do you stand on this? Because it is an interesting debate at this point.
This is weird because everybody looks at Gronk and Kelce and says, well, Kelsey's a lot younger. You know they're almost the same age.
We said the same thing
the
other
weirdest
day.
Thing.
He started 4 years after Gronk because there was...
There was a suspension.
But he was suspended, right? An extra year in college, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was because Gronk was young for his grade, for his class, right?
Right.
And came out after 3 years. Kelce was older for his class and came and spent 5 years in college. And so that's where the 3-year gap is. But I think they're 5 months apart in age. The difference is that Kelce's got a lot less mileage, less injury history, and they're different players, too. I mean, I think And I asked around. I asked around with a couple people to, a couple people who really know what they're looking at, to compare the two. And the biggest thing I take away from it is I think Gronk is like a 1990 type of tight end. You know what I mean? Like, he's what tight ends used to
like
be.
Bavaro?
Like he's what tight ends used to be. Plus, he can do a lot of things that you ask a tight end to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce is a 2018 tight end. Like, he's a willing blocker. He'll stick his nose in there, but that's not what he
does. But he's a receiver first.
That's not what he does. He's a big receiver. He's somebody who, when he was in college, wasn't asked to do it a lot because he's such a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Gets to the pros, and, you know, they're because you don't want to have a single player tipping off what you're doing on every play.
Yeah.
He's got to learn how to block,
mm-hmm.
but it's not at all. It's just not what he is.
So you, I mean, if you were to have one on your team right now, I would think, this is tough to say because I think Gronk's the better player, but Kelce probably is going to be healthier for longer. I
guarantee he'll be out there 16 games.
Yeah, if you had to make a commitment to one of them now.
It would probably be Kelce.
I agree.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that. There's a rumor that's been going around over the last week. It's not even a rumor. It was a proposed trade that somebody had thrown out there in an article, and it was about Jamie Collins,
yep.
Yeah, so, and I don't even know what
Collins
the trade proposal would be.
The ESPN was one of their 11, you know, trades that make sense. The deadline's the 30th, and one of them was Cleveland trades Jamie Collins back to the Patriots for a 7th-round draft pick. Collins is pretty much out of the rotation after first down, correct, Bert?
Yeah, so they've got a surplus of linebackers there. And this is even after losing Michael Kendricks to the feds.
Right. It was the insider trading situation. Yeah.
Pled guilty to.
Yeah. So the Browns have a young linebacker they really like named Jannard Avery, who was a 5th-round pick who's like they think is going to be a star.
Yeah.
And so they already had Joe Schobert, who's like their conventional middle linebacker. Christian Kirksey's a guy that they paid a couple of years ago. And so, yeah, Collins is like a guy who's basically a situational player for them at this point. And I asked about him before the Kendricks thing blew up because, you know, at the end of August, I'm doing my calls on trades and who's out there and who's not. And I had more than one team say Jamie Collins. So I went to the Browns with it, and the Browns said, I don't think we're trading him right now. And so I don't think they're going to give him away, because the reason you would get a player like that away, like the reason you would trade a player like that is because they're making too much money.
Contract. Yeah.
And they don't have cap issues. Like, their cap is clean.
Yeah.
So I think you'd have to like give them reason to move on from him, because he's a nice layer of depth. Yeah, he's overpaid, but they don't have a cap issue anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's holding them back from doing anything right now. That doesn't mean they won't move him after the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when you have that layer of depth and you look like you're, I mean, they look like they're going to, that they could contend it in November and December now. Like, it may not make sense to get rid of.
Would Belichick even bring a guy like that back after how things ended, where he was apparently freelancing and not going along with what the plays were? I mean,
well, I think, see, here's the thing though. I think like that thing, like, yeah, you're right. Like, he was sort of doing his own thing and his contract was in his head. We talked about that with Malcolm too. Like, right. Like, your contract gets in your head. I think when you look at what Bill does, so much of it is like the context of what your entry point is, or where you're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always just the individual guy, and I like this guy, I don't like that guy, I'm going to hold this grudge, I'm not going to hold that grudge. No one had an uglier departure from here than Deion Branch. But when you brought him back in 2011 or 2010, when you brought him back, you're bringing him back in a totally different context. Now he's in his, I think at that point he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
And you're looking at a play like now he's financially set. He's not worried about his contract as much. And so you're bringing him in the context of he just wants to come in here and win.
Is Jimmy Collins still good? I asked that because we were talking about how I watched Hard Knocks, the entire thing, and I barely heard his name mentioned.
If he can't get on the field in sub packages,
well, that's the thing. I watched a lot of the games. They're not talking about him.
I know a lot of people are going to look at the Browns and say, well, it's the Browns. The Browns have like talent on the roster.
Oh, of course they do.
Like, it's a pretty good team now. I'm looking at the snap counts now. So, like I said, Joe Schobert, who was a Pro Bowler for them last year, middle linebacker, he's playing 100% of the snaps. Jamie Collins right now, guys. Jamie Collins is second on the team in snap percentage.
Oh, he's second?
Second on the team, and like among what's
Fred? I say Cleveland, and all of a sudden Fred starts thinking about the offensive line coach.
I won't do it.
And every time he like yells,
part of Hard Knocks. Yeah.
I mean, it really was one of the highlights of Hard Knocks. Yeah. But I mean, it's like Fred can't control himself.
So I'll go down the list here. So as among the linebackers.
Stop!
I didn't say anything.
Face this way. Face this way, Brent. That'll be helpful. No, here. I understand. I'm with you. You want to do it and get it out of your system?
No, I don't want to do it. I'll let Bert answer. Hey, can I tell you about Jamie Collins? He's a nice guy. Leaves half a sandwich for me. Jamie, thanks so much for that bundt cake.
Bundt cake?
What? Yes, bundt. Hey there, I need a thing to sit on.
What?
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. Do you have a pad that I can sit on? It hurts like the dickens.
Okay.
What kind of car did he have again?
Oh, it was like a Maserati or something like that. The best is when he would say hut, his like breast would jump.
Oh, no, that was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Hut.
And it wasn't his breast, it was his stomach. It was just like,
but his stomach would lift his breast.
Yeah.
And he would just hut. And they had God bless the producers at HBO, because they did a montage of him saying hut, and it was just his whole stomach. Whoop. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. So what the hell are you?
So we can't bring the Browns up without you thinking about it.
I'll stop.
Okay. So if you want to look at the snap counts right now, it's impossible. I'm trying to talk about linebacker snap counts, and he's over here breaking down the guy's stomach.
Hey, can you get me a new belt? I snapped one and hit a lady in the eye. Hey, what you do with the belt over there? Will it fit around my rhinoceros face?
Right, maybe it's a good time to go to commercial.
Yeah,
go to commercial. Hopefully there'll be one for Wendy's. Can you stack up three burgers and shove them up the boot?
Could have faded out there.
I ran out of bread.
All right,
we'll take a break.
We'll be back, and I won't do that again.
All right.
Where's that music from?
It's What's Happening.
Yeah. It's the end with Rerun chasing the car.
I just always imagine Rerun chasing
the truck. Yeah, get in.
It's me chasing a turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah.
See, he's so fat, he's very slow.
I'm slow.
Okay, yes, you're very slow. Yes, you are slow.
Not upstairs, though.
Yeah, you're extremely smart, and you have a very fast car, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, whoopsies, the pants fell down.
What?
I need an elastic band.
All right, we'll get into it.
That adjusts.
Yeah, yes, all right.
My football. All right. We will be back. Questions for Burt Brewer. 617-779-0985.
Toucher and Rich.
Kicking that last week, Sterling Shepard became the second Giant to square off against an inanimate sideline object when he went after a trash can. But now Odell Beckham Jr. has to be calmed down by the rookie.
Well, it's interesting. It happened right after the rookie scored a touchdown.
Hey, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Burt Brewer, MMQB, hotshot, joins us in studio for the hour. Let's take a call. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer.
So I have a theory.
I have a theory that your phone is for the birds.
It's not very good. All right, so this weekend, Patrick Mahomes, we were talking a little bit about him off the air. He's just fun as hell to watch. And I don't know. I think they're predicting this to be the highest over-under total of the season so far. 58.5, I think, is where it's sitting. So everyone's expecting a high-scoring game. However, is Patrick Mahomes going to last and continue to play at this level, or is he another one in those line of guys that we see start their first year and then they get figured out, people get tape on them, and they're able to stop them?
Well, that's what's so interesting about where we are right now, right? Like, this is exactly the point when the Chiefs leveled off last year. And the Chiefs, they did a ton of like new spread concept type stuff at the beginning of last year. They killed the Patriots with it. They looked awesome. Alex Smith looked incredible through like 5 or 6 weeks. So this is right at the point where the Chiefs leveled off and slumped last year. Plus, you've got Bill with 10 days to prepare.
Sure.
He's got the extra 3 days to prepare. So I think they'll be able to – I think based on Bill's history, he's going to try to pin him in the pocket and force him to make decisions from there.
He's good from the pocket, though.
But this guy has been good from the pocket, too. I think what's interesting is like not so much just Mahomes. It's all the guys around him.
Team speed.
Right. It's Tyreek. Like, now, what do the Patriots have? They have a lot of bigger, longer corners – And it's, I mean, I know Rowe hasn't played, but it's Rowe, it's Gilmore, it's Jason McCourty. They've got all of these little, like, just, you know, these little burners, like Tyreek Hill. Sammy Watkins is bigger, but he's fast too. Chris Connolly.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, for his size, is really, really athletic. And so we can look back at the Chiefs game at the beginning of last year, and that was before everybody figured him out. Right.
Yeah. Chiefs beat the Patriots and the Eagles back to back to start, right? And then they were a wild card knockout.
Right. And I think the more applicable one to if you're the Chiefs is the Super Bowl. Because the Eagles run the same offense the Chiefs do. A lot of the same spread stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of the West Coast stuff. And what the Eagles were able to effectively do in the Super Bowl was they were able to turn that game into a track meet. And if the Chiefs turn this into a track meet, I think you've got trouble. Because I think you're going to have trouble. I think you're going to have a hard time running with them. Your defense, like, I think their team speed on defense is a problem for the Patriots. Team speed on offense is a strength for the Chiefs. So if they can find a way to turn this thing into a track meet, and what they're going to do is they're going to try to stretch the field horizontally, stretch the field vertically. If they can stretch, if they can widen the field like that, the Patriots could be in trouble. It could be hard to stop.
There's been one quarterback in the last 42 games under the age of 25. All quarterbacks.
This is a crazy stat.
25 and under are 1-41 in Foxborough against the Patriots. There's been one quarterback under the age of 25 that has beaten the Patriots, and he's no longer in the league. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So, and that was a wild game. Well,
for whatever. I mean, young quarterbacks don't come here and win, and as Bert just mentioned, Belichick had 3 extra days to get ready for him.
But Andy Reid also kind of evens that up a little bit, I would believe.
Yeah. Sorry, you said Andy Reid, and it was almost natural reaction. hey. Sorry, I don't mean to overkill. But you think of Andy Reid.
Hey, Andy, can I borrow your bra? I got a hot date, and I want to contain my jugs.
Okay, all right, we're just stopping at that. All right, good. So,
have you guys seen the meme of Andy Reid is the Kool-Aid guy?
Running through the smashes through the wall when he's in his locker room.
The red jacket doesn't do him any favors.
No, he does not. So, all right, so that's going to be interesting. So you think if they make
What the Chiefs are trying to do is the Chiefs are trying to make the field as big as they possibly can because they've got all that speed. And, like, to their credit, I think what's so cool about the way the Chiefs were built, the weapons fit the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, what's Mahomes' strength? He can put it anywhere he wants. And so what do you want to do? You want to get guys on the team that are going to be able to stretch the defense because you've got this quarterback who can basically put the ball anywhere on the field that he wants to. And so I think the idea is if you're on defense, like, how do I make that box like that? Like, how do I make the field smaller?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because all they're trying to do is the simplest way to put it. All they're trying to do is make the field bigger. That's what the spread stuff is. The spread stuff is there to stretch the field horizontally. And then the speed is there to stretch the field vertically. So
at that point, though,
that's what's so hard to is they get these guys in space. Like, they send a couple guys down the field, and then there's another guy underneath. They drop the ball to him, and now all of a sudden there's defensive players stretched out all over the field, and you've got this little fast guy who's operating a space that's hard to stop.
Because one tactic to kind of try to alleviate that is to force the speed guys kind of outside towards the sideline.
Yeah.
But you're saying they have so much team speed and so many weapons that leaves you vulnerable.
It's hard. It's just really, really, like, you know, you guys have heard the Patriots defensive backs before use the acronym. Was it GTFB? You guys know what that stands for? Yeah.
Yeah.
G- get the back.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is one of those games where, and so the question then becomes, okay, like if we're backing up and now they're dumping the ball off to Tyreek Hill in the middle of the field, is it going to be just, you know, chaos because he moves so fast? Now all of a sudden you've got, I mean, one of the things that Kelce does really well, actually, you know, we talked about him as a blocker. One of the things they've really trained him to do is block downfield. Like, yeah, he's at his best blocking downfield and finding a guy to take out of the play. And that's part of the reason why, is because they put such an emphasis on it where, you know, in the offseason, one of the things that the Chiefs did was, and Andy and his staff did, was we're going to no play is dead until the whistle blows. And so they practice a lot of scramble situations. They practice, you know, here's what we do when the play breaks down. Like, there's just, it's a very, very difficult offense to defend because on schedule, they've got the speed, they've got the ability to stretch the field. Mm-hmm. And then off schedule, you could argue that Mahomes is even more dangerous.
What the hell's going on with Chris Hogan? Because I know that obviously he's been ineffective and there's, you know, probably reasons why, but now, well, what's the newest news with him?
He missed practice yesterday after being limited on Wednesday, and he's got a thigh problem.
Yeah.
What is the future of Chris Hogan?
I think the easiest way to explain, you know, what's happened with Chris Hogan this year is that for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, they were asking him to be like a number one guy, and that's not what he is. Like, he's fine if he's like your third or fourth guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're asking him to go out there and be the primary weapon, like, I heard people talking about moving him to the slot. I mean, I think that that's probably just a product of him being white.
Because he's not a slot receiver.
No, it is true. He's an outside receiver.
No,
I mean, I've heard people talk about Decker that way too. Decker was always an outside receiver.
Right.
Decker was never a slot. Like, yeah. So I think everybody just,
you just
sees
think of Tom Waddle. Like, everyone just immediately flashes to Tom Waddle.
But yeah, in Hogan's case, it's a little different because this is the last year of his contract.
Right.
And so we may not see him not only for the short term but for the long term.
He was
as
a
well.
Bargain though. Like, they got him for almost, what was it, $4 million?
It's $3 million base salary this year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they got him for almost nothing. So, I mean, the off, there's no question when we get to the off season, they're going to have to do something about the receiver position. You're going to have Edelman then another year under his belt. Hogan, like you said, is up and doesn't look like they've got anyone in the hopper who's like a developmental guy who you think is going to be really good in 2 or 3 years.
All right, when we get back after John Wallach's headlines, you apparently pissed off some Patriots fans. Apparently, you're the reason there is controversy amongst two different players, one on the Patriots, one on a team. They're not even playing this weekend, and
oh,
it's
is
all
this the,
your fault.
Nice job, Bert.
It's a big market tease. Don't blow it.
All right, what kind of problem did Hogan have?
A thigh problem.
Thigh problem.
I got a thigh problem, too. You want to hear about it?
Sure. Why not?
Hey, 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 I'm out of KFC. No drumsticks, no thighs and chicken breast.
That's not the type of thigh problem he was talking about.
Hey, 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 I can relate to you, Chris Hogan. Reached in the bucket and only felt crumbling. Still good, though.
All right, thank you very much, whatever your name is.
Hey,
again.
Hey, 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 can I lick the bottom? Hey, 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 can I eat the paper? It has enough grease to still taste good.
Put the bucket on your head and just eat the crumbles?
Let's all go to Long John Silver's and get some crumblings. They taste good, like you know they would.
Is that Andy Mohler? Do I have that right?
What? I don't want no fish in there. Just give me the crumbling. And I'll take them. Sometimes I sniff them. Sometimes I eat them. Sometimes I sniff them. Come on.
You sniff just like fried, whatever that is, the crust?
I get a little, I get a long fingernail.
Just sniff them up.
Usually when I'm eating fried chicken, I'll take a little grease, put it under my schnoz, so it...
It's like Studio 54 with grease.
No, just so it's... just so it's, well, you know, grease is the word.
Yes, I think I meant that in a different way.
Grease lightning.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fred could use a little bit of that.
Yes, I could.
Yes. It's been since Monday.
Drink motor oil.
Maybe you should.
All right. We will be back here with the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
1-2-1-2.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Friday mornings with Burt Breer is brought to you by Salvador Auto Group. It's tailgating season, and Salvador has incredible deals on Chevy, Ram, and pre-owned trucks just off Route 2 in Gardner and at salvadortrucks.com. Salvador's got your truck.
They do. All right, I have to, real quick, before we get back to Burt Breer, I didn't realize all of this was going on until just now. So when I got here this morning, usually when most of us get here, there's two parking lots in front of the Beasley building. There's the one for the public, and then there's a gated one, which we all have key cards in, and we go in and we park and do our thing.
I didn't even know about that. Where is it?
Well, it's right there, and it's, you know, you, yeah, it kind of sucks because the spaces get filled pretty quick here. So
does Wallach get one too?
Yeah. Yeah. We let him in.
He's not supposed to.
So when I got here this morning, I did notice that there, and usually it's empty when I get here. The guest parking lot is completely empty. When I came in, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there was a car that was taking up like four parking spaces.
Oh, it's like one of those a-hole, like, yeah, like parked across four spots.
Yeah,
like,
parked, yeah, across four spots, and the lights were on. Like the front lights of the car were on. And
was,
I just,
it Sarge?
I didn't think anything of it. And so it was not Sarge.
Oh.
So I just pulled in and completely forgot about it. And then I just walk into the other room and I find out that there's been an issue over the last several hours. So apparently, Nick and Mike and Dan in the other room have been looking out the window and seeing that in the car, there is a dude who's been sitting in there. And from the looks of what they could see from the window, it was a gentleman sitting there by himself with the car on, wearing a top hat and gloves.
What? Wait,
hold on. The gloves didn't have fingers on them.
Okay.
Driving gloves. Okay.
Fingerless gloves.
So fingerless gloves and a top hat.
Like a magician? Or?
Well, so
like an old-time chauffeur.
So I will give Nick credit, because your first instinct as a radio guy is, well, we got to find out what the hell it is. And then immediately we go, no, this guy seems like a psycho.
Oh, I've been trying to send Nick out for hours.
Yeah. and you know what? I don't blame Nick 1 second for not going out there.
Is he still out there?
So apparently he'd been sitting in there until about 9:15, until about maybe 30 minutes ago. Am I right?
Maybe not closer to 9:30, okay, because then the door opened and no one got out and we were like, oh, the door is open.
Okay, so the door opened up and he just remained sitting in the car even though he doesn't walk out.
Finally moved it into a better spot. Wasn't blocking three spaces.
Okay, so he moved it because, okay, so he ends up going into another spot, opens up the door and just kind of sits there, much like how Michael Myers, not that one. He wasn't that big.
I don't know, that kind of goes to the top half of the gloves. No.
Much like how Michael Myers would just kind of stand there and stare at you from behind the scene.
Yep.
So apparently he ends up finally getting out and walks into the building. And the person who works here says, excuse me, can I help you? And he goes, I'm here for the movie. And he goes, what movie? And he goes, I'm here for the filming of the movie. Where do I go? And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, I've been here since 1:30 this morning, and I'm ready to film my scene for the movie. And the guy goes, ain't no movie here. Better leave before I call the police. And then I started putting two and two together. Remember yesterday I mentioned that there was a Mark Wahlberg film that was filming somewhere,
yes,
near here?
Yeah.
Methinks he heard me say that on the air and is here to find Mark Wahlberg.
With a top hat and gloves? That was like his audition?
If he's going to, you know,
if you're familiar with these Spencer
stalk somebody
for Hire,
he's going to do a
I'm just saying, there's no top hat and gloves in any Spencer for Hire that I'm aware of.
Dan's thinking in his head the whole time is like, well, that's how we all end. A man with a top hat and gloves comes into the studio and ends us all.
I would have let him in. See what happens.
Is there anything else we've learned about this guy? Okay, and then he just drove away, and he drove away, and he's, yeah, gone.
And he's just right
around the corner.
So there you go. So he's been sitting there just staring at the building since 1:30, yeah, with the lights on in his car, just watching
and waiting
and looking at Nick, staring back at him at the window.
Interesting.
With his top hat and gloves. So.
Okay.
Next time, Nick, you go out there and you talk to him.
No.
And your heart will explode.
I don't need that on my conscience. All right. What do you want to...
All right,
let's talk about Antonio Brown.
Oh, I was going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
Eli Manning.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So Odell Beckham Jr. ended up getting fined for his interview with Lil Wayne. No. I know what I want to talk about. You're apparently Captain peeing on the anthill. Patriots fans are ganging up
Captain
on you.
Captain Controversy.
All right, so if you didn't hear it. So on Wednesday, Bert's here in studio with Zolak and Bertrand. You're here every Wednesday, yep. Right? All right, you're sitting in with them. And you guys had Stephon Gilmore on. And Stephon Gilmore, you know, say this, it's not just him, but it's all the Patriots.
Yep.
They don't give anybody any bulletin board material. And
Until
this happened, they asked him about Jalen Ramsey's ability to talk trash on people.
Yeah, what's your reaction when you see other corners that do that, like Ramsey? And I know there's others in the league that sort of talk the trash before
the game.
Yeah,
it's like a part of the position.
Is even playing.
Allowed to.
I know that's not your style, so I'm curious to know what someone like you would think about that.
I mean, it's his personality, you know. It's not my style, but I feel like a lot of guys that talk is mostly zone guys, so they got a lot of energy to do that.
Mostly zone guys, he said?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently after that, Bert, you tweeted out that quote. Is that right?
I sure did.
Okay, because that's a great quote. It's like, well, okay, he basically...
But there were Patriot beat writers who were ahead of me on that because I was still on the air.
Yeah.
And so, like, there were a good, like, half dozen Patriot beat writers who got to the instigation before I could start instigating.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know why I fall for this. So, I may have just... Was because
you have a
national platform.
So somebody asked Jalen Ramsey about this yesterday, and I thought his reaction was pretty funny.
A couple people have been saying something about it, but I don't really. I mean, we know that's further from the truth. I'm gonna continue to do what the team asks me to do, either man or zone. Maybe he should try it. I was all pro, but I mean, it's cool. I've never understood why somebody on the same side of the ball would hate on another guy. Like, usually we going against the opponent, but maybe I'm a third or something. I really don't know. I said maybe I'm a third or something. I really don't know. It was weird to me. It's lame, corny, but it's him though.
All right, so here's I love how
the guy who like 5 minutes ago was giving blunt scouting reports of every quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
right. All of a sudden has a problem with trash talk.
Yeah. Sure. And it's great, too, because the Patriots fans were like, this all happened because Bert pretty much quoted it and copied everyone that had anything to do with it. The equivalent of internet snitching. So Patriots fans think that this is on your hands.
Because I tagged all of them in the...
Did you tag Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, I tagged him.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
So is
you kidding?
You're an internet snitch, Bert.
So what are they afraid of now? Gilmore is going to...
Oh, he's going to play extra hard. Ramsey's going to give him the what for if they meet back up in the
You know what I am in this whole situation? I'm the kid who heard one kid say something about the other kid, then ran to the other kid and said, ooh, do you hear what he said about you?
Right. That's apparently you're the equivalent. You're the internet snitch artist in all of this. All right, so I just found
3 o'clock at the flagpole.
Somehow they found you to be the enemy in all of this. Which
I don't
fantastic.
Know. It was like we never hear anything of anything like that out of there.
Yeah.
And now the guy calling a corner calling another corner a zone guy, you might as well be kidnapping his kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing Richard Sherman dealt with. Remember, mm-hmm. Richard Sherman used to talk a lot back in the day, and everybody be like, oh, well, he's just a zone guy. It's the exact same thing.
By the way, real quick, regarding the magician who was out front, who was creeping us all out, our program director said the magician is upset because we made his giant box of marijuana disappear. Finally, someone was here to pick up the delivery of the game.
Okay. And
someone
said, I got to say, this stuff wasn't happening in Brighton.
No. You get to Dorchester and just
different
plank, it's real.
Yeah.
Somebody said, no doubt Sarge is behind this to scare the crap out of you guys to get back at you all. Well, I don't know.
Sarge
that.
Heard that they were filming us. So he came here and wanted to be in the movie.
He did. All right. So Odell Beckham Jr.,
yep.
How does this all end?
Here's the biggest upshot of this whole thing to me was, so you guys remember that video that came out from Paris or wherever it was in March with Odell, right?
The one that had the
pizza
Coke.
And the Coke all that stuff. So that after that happened, the Giants started floating his name out there as a potential guy who could be traded. This is about a month before the draft. Odell winds up, Pat Shermer done a good job of building a relationship early on with Odell. They wind up having this talk where it's just Odell's like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
So for five, from that point forward, Odell was on his best behavior. Showed up for the spring stuff when he wasn't going to be there. He was communicative about it. He showed up on time for training camp, did everything that was asked. All the coaches I talked to there were like, Odell is like it really looks like he's grown up. So then he signs the five-year, $90 million contract, right? And the question, if you're the Giants at that point, has to be, what was the last 5 months? Was it a guy putting on an act to get paid?
Yes.
Or was it a guy in his mid-20s who's maturing and growing up? It took less than a month to get the answer.
Sure, yeah.
It took less than a month.
Yep.
And it'd be one thing, like, look, the guy's definitely got, like, personality, like, just, like, a temper, right? Like, he's just got a fuse. And so if this was, like, after, like, if what he said in the Lil Wayne interview, if that was, like, in a moment of raw emotion after a loss, fine, you know? This wasn't that.
No.
This wasn't even like middle of the week, like reporters snipping at him, like, and like things get a little. This was like a scheduled sit down interview with a celebrity sitting next to him. Like, I just, like, I see that, then I see the stuff last night where he leaves before the end of the, like, because the other thing about like what happened last night is if you're him, you know you've got to be on your best behavior now.
Sure.
Because of what just happened. Because it was 5 days earlier that video comes out. So what do? 5 days after that, you're leaving and look, if you're dehydrated, you're dehydrated. But you have to know in that moment, I better at least, like, I can wait the extra 2 minutes to go get my IV. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to have an awareness of what it's going to look like sure. if I leave the field. And so if I'm the Giants, I'm worried.
Do you bench Eli?
Is he done? Or is he just a product of the horrible people around him?
The only reason I would bench Eli at this point, there are two things. One is, like, if Kyle Allred is better than we think he is, right? He's a fourth-round pick. If he's better than we think he is and there's something really there, then maybe you eventually go to him. Two is if you can't sell Eli to the team anymore.
Well, because I've heard he's losing the locker room.
That's the part of it, like, yeah. where you might have to make a move. To me, like, the big mistake. This is gonna sound crazy after last night. The big mistake might be winding up drafting Saquon Barkley.
Well, we were talking about that. I mean, you.
And he looks awesome. He
does.
Incredible.
But you need a quarterback more than that.
But the thing is,
try to get into an argument with Wallach about it.
You draft a running back. You draft a running back that high if you think you're really close.
Right.
But that's why you draft a running back that high. Like Dallas, when they drafted Zeke, we're doing this to try to get the most out of what's left of Tony Romo. Now, it wound up being that, like, you know, Dak was the quarterback and he helped with the rookie quarterback. But Dallas did that because it's like we're at the tail end of our window now.
John, there's no time. Burt Breer, thank you so much for coming in. MMQB. And we'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
I'm glad I got an education on what's happening here, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You got to see us. All right. I'm not doing it.
Why not?
One more nothing time. Left.
One more time.
All right.
You got plenty left in your stomach.
You'll be able to hear. I know. It's all coming out. All that's coming out is gash, 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 gash.
I wish everybody could see the facial expression that, because that's like
somebody
half of it.
Get me some matches. It's about to get stinky in here. Light a candle. Give me some free breeze.
You go side mouth. You kind of like Popeye when you sing. Yeah. And he gets happy.
Slice, 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 slice.
That's how excited he is.
Give me a bullhorn. Can I cover up the smell and sound?
Someone said you need a squatty potty like Bird had.
Squatty potty, squatty potty, squatty potty. I don't need to wipe.
Then you just fade out. All right.